You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Thunder, baby. Listen to that. Does that get you pumped up or what? Gets me pumped up, especially after listening to that baseball game. How about that? How about them Dogs? 13-10 win over Rice. That is the, fifth game against Rice in the last week. Bulldogs have jumped from the low 60s in the RPI to the mid-30s. It's kind of unbelievable here. So the Bulldogs will be back on around 4 o'clock. Around 4 o'clock, they'll have to play Rice again in the championship game of the Conference USA tournament. But guess what? Right now, we're just talking sports. Welcome to the program, Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. It's just you and me, and I'm B. Byron Avey, your host. But new announcement here today, big news for us. We have a new co-host, not just on a temporary basis, but after a lot of consideration, a guy that I've had on the show a couple of times. We connect real well. Everyone say hello to your new co-host, Coach DJ Davis.
Greetings and salutations. It's me, D, and I guess we can go B and D.
B and D. Sounds like a construction company.
Oh, yeah. We building.
That's right. But Coach DJ Davis, head football coach at Riser Middle School.
Yes, sir.
Owner of Just Run the Play, the company, the motivational company, justruntheplay.com. But today and now he's co-host.
Talking Sports. ESPN 97.7.
There you go. So welcome to the show, DJ.
I'm glad to be here, man. I'm excited about what we are going to be able to do in the sports world locally. I think this is a great opportunity for 2016 summer, man, just getting a lot of the information out to the people and giving the fans what they want to hear, and also giving some of the people around here who is doing big things in the sports world an opportunity to tell a story.
Absolutely. On that line, how can people join us? They can join us on at 888-993-7762. That's the Pulpwood Producers text line and the Car King hotline.
Oh, yeah. Or even they can check us out on the email inbox. They want to shoot us some through our email inbox. It's partnered with Riverport Creative Group. They can check us out at tsports977fm@gmail.com. And also at Twitter. I know a lot of people are tweeting. They want to check us out, follow us on Twitter. And that's going to be at capital T Sports 977. That's going to be definitely a way you can get with us on Twitter. And that is also partnered, I guess you want to say, we're going to partner up with our Twitter page.
Glassworks of West Monroe is our Twitter feed at T Sports 977 FM. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're going to go ahead and jump into the lineup. We're off a little bit today because of Tech baseball, but that's fine. But we're going to go ahead and jump in today's lineup and try to get going. All right. Love that music, DJ.
Charge.
How appropriate is that on today, or today following that Tech baseball game?
Man.
All right, so we're going to have Zach Green when we can. Zach Green at Car King usually comes on about 7 minutes after 12. We're going to have Cody Futrell from the New Star again. He's going to talk about the all-area softball team.
Yeah.
We're hoping to hear from either Sean Isabella or Mark Kramer. Kramer, obviously one of the ESPN 97.7 family, calling the baseball game for Louisiana Tech. Sean Isabella with the New Star who covers Tech. Hopefully we'll have one hear from one of them. We're going to have Michael Johnson once again from Front Nine Tour. They had their meeting and had a good turnout, and it looks like they're going to have a good group of kids for the summer.
Yeah, that's what I think, about 40 kids.
Yeah, something like
got
that.
Got signed up on that.
Our 115 are a our segment on What's Up, or Where Are They Now segment. We tried last week for Glenn Ellis. He's good to go this week.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to talk to the legend, Glenn Ellis.
Wichita, the powerhouse.
That's right. And then we're going to talk with Josh Tolleson. Josh from the 318 Now podcast and big-time Cubs aficionado. Mm. So maybe he can explain what's going on with the Cubbies. But that's today's lineup here on Talkin' Sports 977 FM.
ESPN 97.7.
All right. So we're going to Mr. Tabor, I know we hadn't said hello to you yet, but I know you've had a busy morning.
Yes, quite busy.
All right, but an enjoyable one, I know. Tell me you saved Kramer's call yesterday, because I tweeted that.
I have no idea, Byron. I'd have to check the audio archives.
Okay, that's all right. I'm sitting in my car. I'm at work. I go out to my car for a few minutes. I turn the radio on, and Kramer sounds dead. I'm thinking, oh well, we're losing. It's late in the game. Probably. I have no idea the score. I have no idea the inning. But Kramer sounds dead. Now, for one reason, he's been calling baseball for a week, you know, and there's been some exciting games. He's put a strain on his voice, so I know he's tired. I was tired. But the way he's talking,
it don't look good.
It doesn't look good. So I'm sitting there listening. Gladu lines out to right center field. Deep ball, but it's an out, and I know that's out number one. Next guy up is Cody Daigle. Pitcher for FAU is throwing heat. He's throwing 92, 93 miles an hour. All of a sudden, you hear the crack of the bat, and Kramer goes nuts.
Berserk.
That is a deep shot. Oh, my gosh, that is hit high and deep. And he goes, and it's a walk-off home run. And I'm thinking, holy cow, that was the game.
Yeah, it was over.
So it was bottom of the 10th, tie ball game, and Cody Daigle drills one to win it for the Bulldogs over a highly ranked team, the number one seed in the tournament and the regular season conference.
Coming out of Florida.
Yeah. You ever been to Florida Atlantic in Boca? You ever been to Boca Raton?
No.
A lot of old people there.
Yeah, retirement.
But there's I've been to Florida Atlantic a few times, and it is beautiful there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know, ULM started playing Florida Atlantic after we left, so a lot of those kids have had the chance to go out that way, but not my year, my era.
No, not your era. So Bulldogs win it, and Kramer, I retweeted this quote, and I'm pretty sure I got it right because I did it right after. He said, an unbelievable ending of unbelievable endings.
Hmm.
And, you know, hey, Kramer, good job. Way to come up with one right there.
Yeah, that was a nice one line. I think people can use it.
So today I get in the car, and I overslept, okay, people? Sorry, it happens to me at least once a, you know, day. I'm in the car. I don't know what inning it is. I don't know the score. I'm trying to get that to you, Tabor. Again, I'm on the phone with Cody Futrell, and I had my radio turned down, but I had it enough where I could just hear hear Kramer, excitement in his voice again.
Same
it
again,
was a two-run shot to tie it up. I'm like, okay, here we go. And then Bulldogs pull it off 13-10. Let's go ahead and take a first break. Well, I have no idea how far we are into the show, but I need a break to be able to gather some information. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Talkin' Sports.
ESPN 97.7.
I make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face.
This Sunday, Ryan Chevrolet will be closed, but every vehicle will be clearly marked with our biggest savings of the year. No salespeople, just great deals. Hold on. We can't wait that long. The Ryan Auto Group Not-So-Silent Memorial Day Sale starts Friday and lasts through Monday. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new, pre-owned. We've got it all. Hundreds of vehicles, all clearly marked. And a special dealer demonstrator line with incredible savings. Mark your calendar. Don't miss the Ryan Auto Group Not-So-Silent Memorial Day Sale starting Friday. Find new roads.
Your company has creative needs. And now, there's one creative group in West Monroe that can fill all those needs. At Riverport Creative Group, their creative team can create graphics for your company and printing services too. Need video production for TV, the web, or presentations? Riverport does it. And if your company's website needs a facelift or a new site, Riverport's work is top-notch. Let this creative group in West Monroe create for your company. To find out more, go to RiverportCreativeGroup.com.
Talkin' Sports is brought to you in part by Pulpwood Producers, family owned and operated for more than 40 years in Simsboro, Louisiana. Pulpwood Producers buys land and timber and has experience in all types of timber harvesting, including pulpwood first thinnings, log thinning, and final harvest of pine and hardwood. If you have timber that needs harvesting, call Pulpwood Producers, 247-3958. That number again, 247-3958.
If you or someone you know needs a job, please listen to the following announcement. In preparation for opening their newest location, Catfish Charlie's on Louisville Avenue will have open interviews for this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 2 till 5 p.m. If you're ready to work with great teammates in a dynamic, exciting workplace, Catfish Charlie's on Louisville Avenue is holding interviews for experienced cooks and food prep staff this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 2 till 5 p.m. Catfish Charlie's on Louisville Avenue near Office Depot in Monroe.
Want to help fight crime in Lincoln Parish? You can start a neighborhood watch program in your neighborhood. Just contact Deputy Willard Sullivan with the Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Office at 318-251-5119. This is a free program. If an 18 by 24 sign is needed, there is a charge of $38 installation, and the post is free. This is one way to help make your neighborhood safer. Remember, call Deputy Willard Sullivan at 251-5119 to get your neighborhood watch program started.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Rustin Monroe, ESPN 97.7.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. It's just you and me and D.
And B.
And we're talking sports. Byron Avery, DJ Davis, here with you on Talking Sports 97.7 FM. We've got Michael Johnson on the phone. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here.
Yeah. All right, so you had your meeting Tuesday. Obviously, we haven't talked since before the meeting. You had your meeting Tuesday. It was your informational and sign-up meeting at the public library, Stubbs and 18th. Tell me how that went.
Well, it went really good. We had a good, great participation, and the parents and kids came out and checked us out. And we went over all the information about the summer, and I'll have it posted up Monday. I'll have everything we went over posted on our website at frontlinetour.com. So if there's anybody that didn't make the welcome meeting, they can see everything we went over.
So for this area, the area you're starting for the first time this year, how many kids do you have signed up?
We've got actually 36 signed up.
Awesome.
That's good.
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome. Yeah. I got DJ Davis is with me. He's now my co-host.
Okay.
He was on the air last time that you were on. So I think, or one of the times you were on.
But, yeah.
So he's now my co-host, so we're very excited for that. And I know the deadline to sign up has passed, but you were talking to me day before yesterday about there's still some participation available.
Yeah, if they want to participate on individual tournaments, they can. Now I do have if we have some kids that parents that need to sign up and have missed the deadline, if they can do it by Monday, I can still get them in. So just let them know that if there's some that missed the deadline, they've got Monday to get signed up.
Okay, so frontninetour.com. Give us the phone number again.
The phone number is 318-294-1711.
Okay. All right, so
and they can call
fill
me.
Some time. And you get how many tournaments this summer?
We have 8 tournaments for the 10 to 18 divisions and 6 tournaments for the 7 to 9-year-old division.
Okay. And one more time, run down the cost of each division.
7 to 9 is $195, and that covers all 6 tournaments, and also the practice play opportunities and instruction, 6 hours of instruction. The 10 to 12 is $275, and that includes 8 tournaments, practice play, and 6 hours of instruction. And then 13 to 18 is $295, and that's 8 tournaments, practice play opportunities, and 4 hours of instruction.
Okay. All right. Now, Michael, I just want to say thanks. I know that this is a an opportunity. It's a work of the heart for you, but it's also giving kids an opportunity to get away from other things and learn something new. Again, not all of them may turn out to be lifetime golfers, but at least it's giving them an opportunity to learn something new so they'll know other things are out there.
Oh, yeah, and it gets them out of the house in the summertime, and it gives them a chance to learn a game and develop their game to where they could be, you know, 80, 82 years old and play golf, still play golf.
All right. Appreciate you coming back on. Just wanted to follow up with all we've been talking about, and hopefully these 36 kids will have a life-changing experience of some sort, and maybe we can get a few more in there with it.
That'll work, man. I appreciate it. We'd love
you're doing some big things, Mike. You're doing some big things.
We're trying. We're
proud of you.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's Michael Johnson with the Front Nine Tour. Go to frontninetour.com to get all the information. DG, I don't know if you remember, but he started this over in the Shreveport area.
Yeah, over in Bowie, Shreveport,
and,
Bowie.
So he's moved it over here, and it's just an awesome opportunity. These kids are going to get instruction,
oh yeah,
practice on all these area courses, and going to get to play in 8 tournaments in this area on courses that will include Squire Creek.
Oh yeah, beautiful courses.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody like
Black Bear. You got Muni over in Monroe at Forsyth. You got Chenault. You got Calvert. You got like I said, Squire Creek. That's worth it. Right.
Oh yeah,
there.
I was about to say I've been out there a couple of times, and it's just. It's amazing just to even just look at it. So that's right. A great deal he's doing.
Well, all right, we're going to go now to Zach Green on the Car King hotline. Zach Green of Car King. Zach, a little bit late today, but welcome to the program.
Oh, man, thank y'all. No problem.
Had to wait for Tech Baseball, but it was worth it as the Bulldogs claim a spot in the Conference USA Championship game via a 13-10 win over nationally ranked Rice.
Go Dogs.
All right. So tell us, I know we got plenty of cars on the lot. The weather's good. People can come out. No sense of sitting at home. What's hot on the lot?
That's right, guys. We're having our Memorial Day weekend sale. Today I have a 2015 Camry LE with 6,000 miles. That's 6,000 miles. Still under full factory warranty. We can do that car for only $19,900. Also have another 2015 Toyota Camry with 22,000 miles, I can do that car for $17,900. Still full factory warranty. Also have two 2015 Nissan Altimas, 40,000 miles. Can do either one of the pair for $15,995. And that's what's hot on the lot.
All right. Tell me about that Camaro. Is it still available, or did you get rid of it?
Man, it is still here. It is a 2010, 2600 original miles on it. The plastic is still in the floors that came from the factory. This car was garage kept. It is an SS, but it is a V8, and it is ready to move.
Man,
2,600 miles.
2,600
miles.
On a 2010 Camaro SS V8, ready to rock.
There's not another one like it.
No. All right. Well, Zach, thanks again. Appreciate your time each week, and we'll be hollering at you next week.
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and go Dogs.
All right. Well, that was Zach Green calling in on the Car King hotline. You can call us too, 888-993-7762. That's the Car King hotline and the Pulpwood Producers
text line.
That's right. And, DJ, I'm going to be counting on your followers to start hitting us up.
Oh, yeah. We have already got a lot of people that have are liking what we're doing. I mean, a lot of people had already been listening, believe it or not, to Talking Sports, because they heard me on there a couple of weeks back, and they was like, man, weren't you on the radio with B? I'll say, yeah, that was me. So we got people going to be coming in, man.
All right, well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have Mark Kramer, the current voice of the Bulldogs, and we'll talk about today's game and what's going on in the Conference USA tournament. You're listening to Talking Sports
on ESPN 97.7.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by
the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
This Memorial Day, Ronnie Ward Toyota of Ruston is showing our appreciation for those who have served our country. Come compare our select new and used inventory marked with big savings, plus a little something extra for active and retired servicemen and women. This Memorial Day, we salute you, our American heroes. Celebrate Memorial Day with a new ride from Ronnie Ward Toyota of Ruston. Open Thursday through Saturday and Memorial Day. See our complete inventory at RonnieWardToyotaOfRuston.com.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Jeremy Hilton.
If you or someone you know needs a job, please listen to the following announcement. In preparation for opening their newest location, Catfish Charlie's on Louisville Avenue will have open interviews for this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 2 till 5 p.m. If you're ready to work with great teammates in a dynamic, exciting workplace, Catfish Charlie's on Louisville Avenue is holding interviews for experienced cooks and food prep staff this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 2 till 5 p.m. Catfish Charlie's on Louisville Avenue near Office Depot in Monroe.
Hey, all, this is Jim Newcomb, host of the Spirit of the Outdoor radio show. We've got a really cool show for you this week. We have got Jared Roper, one of the best crappie fishermen that I know. We've also got a special treat. We've got Mountain Man. Yes, we've got Mountain Man from Duck Dynasty. He's on the show, and he is hilarious to listen to. And we've also got Mr. Bobby Lane. Bobby is an interesting interview. You're going to get a kick out of it. That's this week on Spirit of the Outdoor radio show.
Sundays at 6 a.m. on ESPN 97.7.
What were those college softball players thinking, carrying their opponent around the bases after she was injured hitting the winning home run?
If you did the right thing, then you did win.
Sportsmanship. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Martin Fame, Mira Bain, gone insane, but the memory remains.
John Tabor bringing it. All right, so we're going to go real quickly to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and bring Mark Kramer into the program. Mark, how's it going?
Hey, man, what's up?
Man, I got in the car last night just for a little bit, was on a break, turned it on. I was like, dang, Kramer sounds dead. This game must be over. We must be losing. You know, and I was thinking, I know he's had a hard week. He's been calling a lot of games. His voice is a little strained. I understand all that. And I said, but we must be losing this game. So Gladue flies out to deep right center, one out.
Right.
I don't know what inning. I don't know what score. But Daigle gets up.
That was the bottom of the 10th.
Bottom of the 10th. Now, of course, I find that out afterward. But a couple 92, 93 mile an hour fastballs, and all of a sudden I hear the crack of the bat, and Mark Kramer comes to life. Unbelievable. Screaming home run, high, it's deep, all that. And then I retweeted your quote, an unbelievable ending of unbelievable endings. So how
yeah, really,
this week?
The whole thing, Byron, is just unreal. You know, all of North Louisiana, whether you're kind of a Tech fan or an alumnus or whatever, should be proud of this team and the coaching staff as how they're representing. These guys... I know it's cliche, but they just don't quit. They just keep coming at you over and over and over and over. And, you know, you figure Rice had the game last night, you know. I was so excited, I almost jumped out of the booth window. I was so excited jumping around trying to see where the home run was going to end up because it was way, way out. It went up and over the light standard in left field and ended up disappearing into the top of the trees out there. It had to have gone at least 425 or 430 off of the bat of Cody Daigle. Today, five home runs by Louisiana Tech by five different players, 13-10 victory. Philip Deal, a starter, comes in and faces five left-handed good five left-handed batters from Rice from 1 to 5 in their lineup and sets them all down without giving up a hit and actually gets his first, I think it's his first save of his career because he's always been a starting pitcher. So Bulldogs had a lot of heroes again today. That's another thing about this team is that it's a different guy every day. It's not just one guy. One day it's Chase Hunsford. Another day it's Cody Daigle. Today it was Chandler Hall and Brent Diaz, who had 4 hits apiece with 4 RBIs apiece. It's just, you know, up and down that lineup, the offense just puts so much pressure on the opposing team's defense and pitching that they just wear people down after a while.
Now, I know, Mark, that, you know, early in the season, Tech beats USL. Yeah, I still call them that. And they beat Arkansas. And then later in the year, they beat USL again. Went to Southern Miss and took the opening game of the weekend. And, you know, but and it seemed like maybe that's when things – I mean, you know, they had had some good games. They'd won a bunch of games. They'd won games in series. But to me – and I didn't get to listen to every game in every series on the year. But to me, it was like right after that Southern Miss series where they said, okay, we know we can go and we can play. We did this on the road. We took 1 of 2 from a ranked team. Since then, things have been out of control. And so how's that ride been?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable for me. As I've said a couple of times on some different shows, it's been a real honor and privilege for me to just be part of filling in for Dave Nitz, who's a Hall of Fame announcer. I'm just glad to be here, you know, along for this ride with this baseball team and this coaching staff. And, you know, one of the other turning points I thought in the season, we had beaten USL, as you said, with Lafayette so early in the season at home, and it was a great win. But when they went down there, people thought, oh, well, you know, we beat them here, but, you know, playing down at Lafayette's going to be a whole other story. But Louisiana Tech goes down and takes care of them. I believe it was 7-3 on their home field. And that's when everybody kind of thought, hey, wait a minute now. Louisiana Tech's got a winning record against ranked teams. This may be something here. And it's continued to be that. You know, Rice still ranked in the top 25. Now we've beaten them 4 times. And they've beaten Lafayette twice, Arkansas once. That's one of the other things that everybody's been talking about with the resume for Louisiana Tech is I think now the Bulldogs are, I believe, 10-3 against the RPI top 50 and 8-3 against top 25 ranked teams that were ranked when we played them. So, the resume
is like yesterday.
That's right. And they were ranked number 13. So our RPI was up to 33 before this game today. So now we could very well be in the upper 20s. And the talk going around is that not only will we be in a regional, probably at Oxford, Mississippi, but that the committee is considering putting the Bulldogs as high as a 2 seed instead of a 4 seed in the regional at Oxford. That's kind of what D1 baseball is theorizing right now.
Right. And again, like you said, you know, you're able to fill in for a Hall of Famer in Dave Nitz. But if Nitz calls in a little while and says he's on his way and he's going to do the 4 o'clock game, tell him to lock the gate because you're on a roll.
If Dave comes, it's all his. It's his job. I'm just like I said. I'm just along for the ride. So
Fox has pointed out, your record right now with the Bulldogs is a lot better than Dave's. So we need to finish this out.
All the coaches and the players rag me about that all the time. Every time they see me now after a win, they tell me what my record is. After today, I think it's 23-4.
Oh, all right. That's major. So, look, go get you something to eat. Catch some shut-eye if you can. I know the Bulldogs are going to be doing the same. 4 o'clock, roughly, is the next game. Let's go close this out.
Yeah, Byron, the Southern Miss Marshall game is going to start about an hour late. So unless they have a quick game, which I don't expect, our game will probably start around the 5 o'clock area. But you can people can continue to check Twitter and Facebook, and Anna Claire Thomas will continue to update all of the times so everybody will know when to tune in, and we'll come on about 15 minutes before game time.
All right. Go take care of yourself, get a little bit of rest, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick break here on Talking Sports. When we come back, we'll have our What's Up segment with Glenn Ellis. You're listening to Talking Sports
on ESPN 97.7.
Story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high and watch them too. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose.
This is the time of year to do stuff, and Fairway Carts helps you get it done. Fairway's got the full line of EasyGo golf carts for a day on the links, working around the home, or cruising the neighborhood. EasyGo and Cushman utility carts with extra muscle for heavy-duty jobs. And Bad Boy buggies for the silence hunters want. Whichever you need, Fairway delivers, just like those diamond dogs. Come see it all at Fairway Carts in Minden, north of I-20 at exit 49, or visit fairwaycarts.net.
At Glenwood Sports Therapy, we help athletes recover from sports-related injuries and surgeries. Using evidence-based protocols, our specialized therapists evaluate the injury and develop a customized treatment plan. After evaluating the injury, we develop a custom treatment plan, continually monitor progress, and teach patients how to avoid future injury. Whether you're in it for competition, health, or recreation, stay in your game with Glenwood Sports Therapy. For more information, call 329-4770.
This Sunday, Ryan Chevrolet will be closed, but every vehicle will be clearly marked with our biggest savings of the year. No salespeople, just great deals. Hold on. We can't wait that long. The Ryan Auto Group Not-So-Silent Silent Memorial Day Sale starts Friday and lasts through Monday. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new, pre-owned, we've got it all. Hundreds of vehicles all clearly marked. And a special dealer demonstrator line with incredible savings. Mark your calendar. Don't miss the Ryan Auto Group Not-So-Silent Silent Memorial Day Sale starting Friday. Find new roads.
Your company has creative needs. And now, there's one creative group in West Monroe that can fill all those needs. At Riverport Creative Group, their creative team can create graphics for your company and printing services too. Need video production for TV, the web, or presentations? Riverport does it. And if your company's website needs a facelift or a new site, Riverport's work is top-notch. Let this creative group in West Monroe create for your company. To find out more, go to RiverportCreativeGroup.com.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, here on ESPN 97.7. It's just you and B and D.
Coach Dean and B.
All right, so we're going to get, want to thank Mark Kramer for taking a few minutes with us, exciting times in Bulldog baseball, but we're going to go now to our regularly scheduled.
Let me call him back.
Okay. While John Tabor gets that set again, DJ, John Tabor is the man. You haven't met John yet, but he's the man.
He's got
all this baseball going on today, and he's keeping me between the white lines, and, you know, we're communicating back and forth, and he's got all my sound bites ready. He's got all this stuff ready, and I'm going to tell you what.
I can tell he's the man.
He's the man right there. So he does a lot of the shows. He's in the studio, keeps everybody straight. I wouldn't be able to do this without him. So I always got to remember to thank him, and because he's the backbone.
Oh yeah.
So you'll need to get to know John, and he's the man that can take care of us.
Looking forward to it.
So we're waiting for our next guest. Last week he had some phone problems. Goodness. And looks like now we've got him. So it's time for our weekly segment of What's Up.
What's up?
What's up, Jack?
What's happening, hot stuff?
Today's guest, former Wichita and Grambling quarterback Glenn Ellis. Glenn, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right. When I first met Glenn, was at Victory Sports Academy. My son was up there doing some workouts, and somebody told me that guy down there on the other end of the field, he played at Grambling, and he had some NFL time. And they said his name's Glenn Ellis, and I was trying to remember. I don't remember a linebacker or defensive end named Glenn Ellis. And they said, no, he was a quarterback. And I was like, good Lord, that kid was a quarterback? I mean, I say kid, but I can't imagine that guy being a quarterback. You, Glenn, you look like a defensive end or a linebacker. Were you that big in college?
High school, I probably weighed about 205. I mean, I went to grandma and I got up to about 235.
Whew. Man, I'm going to tell you what, you I can't remember the DJ in Arkansas who had that Roy D. Mercer.
Yeah.
Roy D. Mercer would say, you're a big old boy. but now, look, my co-host just starting today is DJ Davis. He's the head football coach at Riser Middle. But he went to played at West Monroe, played at ULM, and you two know each other somehow in passing. So just letting you know, I got a co-host. But talk to me about your days first at Washtenaw. He played at Washtenaw High School, was a quarterback there. Y'all did a few good things.
My sophomore year, we went second round of the playoffs. I played quarterback sparingly, but started at Free State. I played behind a guy named Tony Washtenaw. My junior year, I started. We went 8-2. I think that's when they came up with the bracket thing and the point thing about the playoffs, and we didn't actually make it. In my senior year, we all came together, man. We dedicated ourselves to the program and made a big difference. And we went on to win state my senior year. We went 13-1. Lost to Ruston 13-14, I think. But that's the only game that we lost.
All right. And who was the coach at Washtenaw at that time, and what year?
Mike Valerie.
Okay, Valerie was the coach there. Yep. What year did you finish at Washtenaw?
I graduated 89-90.
Okay. So 1990, you graduate, and then you go on to play at Grambling.
Yeah, I signed with Grambling out of high school. I was a Proposition 48 student, and I ended up leaving because I really wanted to play, and I went to Mississippi Gulf Coast and played a season and left there, and I didn't like it, the offense, and I ended up going to Navarro Junior College in Texas, and I ended up going back to Grambling.
Okay. So who did you play for at Grambling? You played for Eddie Robb, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us what that was like, because I've met Eddie Robb. I knew him a little bit. Every time I'd see him in Walmart in Ruston, and he was a guy, you know, and I heard him give several speeches, and one of his biggest things that he talked about in public was being an American. I heard that speech multiple times.
One of the greatest men that I've ever had the opportunity to meet, in my life. I probably can go on and on talking about Coach Robb, legendary, man. I'm getting emotional now talking about him, wishing he was here, but good man.
Well, tell me about your days at Grambling, what happened while you were there, and, as far as the SWAC and all that, and then what happened as you finished your career?
Actually, a lot of people don't know, but I kind of lost myself at Grambling. You know, my head wasn't screwed on straight with my academics, and I never actually played over there. I was rejected to actually start, but my head wasn't screwed on straight. Practiced some, but I wasn't right. But after that, I ended up playing a little semi-pro football with the Bandits here in Monroe under Jeff Guerrero on the team. And from there on, I moved around a lot, playing Arena 2 football, and I got a tryout with the Packers, and I stayed on with them for about a month, and I got released, and they sent me up the street to play for a team called Madison Mad Dogs in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay. All right, and so you played, but you did well enough that I know you spent a little bit of time with the Packers.
Yeah. I was there for a little bit, but it just didn't pan out. People say timing is everything, and I think whenever it was supposed to happen, it didn't happen. And then once I got behind, I was fighting to catch up. And I honestly, if I had have made it, I don't think I would have stayed long because I wasn't mature enough for the NFL, to be honest. If that makes sense, but that's
it makes
one of the reasons why I love coaching, because it gives me the opportunity to deal with kids and teach them and tell them the right things to do and the right directions to go in.
Now, who was who were the quarterbacks on staff with the Packers at that time?
Brett Favre, Doug Peterson, and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, not okay. Aaron Rodgers. The guy that went to the Saints.
Aaron Brooks. I'm sorry.
Aaron Brooks.
Yeah. So Favre had a pretty good career. Doug Peterson had a pretty decent career as a backup, and has a pretty good gig going right now. So what do you think about Peterson as head coach for the Eagles?
Oh man, I think they're gonna do some good things, man. He's a good guy. He's real, real smart, crafty. He knows his business, man. I look forward to seeing them do what they do over there.
All right. So you mentioned coaching. I know that you started out, or not necessarily started out, but you were at Ouachita, and now you're at Richwood. So uh-huh. Obviously, what we all go through things, and sometimes things happen for a reason. But I'm sure, as a coach now, you've got a lot to talk about with these kids. So you've got a lot of teaching moments from your own life. So tell us about Richwood and what's going on there.
I coached at Ouachita from 06 to 11, and a friend of mine that I met when I was coaching at Ouachita, Robert Harvey, ended up getting a job at Richwood and asked me to come along in 12. And we've been there for 3 years now, and just trying to change the mindset and turn the program around and just basically build a program. Our first year there, we went, I want to say, 7-3, and we lost the second round of the playoffs. The year after that, we went 3-7. I think we had 36 or 35, somewhere around seniors the first year. Last year, I think we went 5-5 or 4-6. But we were young. We were pretty young. We started 8 or 9 sophomores on both sides of the ball. So we could actually see the program turning. You know, it's changing. It's coming along. And I look forward to this year, man, because the kids are really buying into working out and, you know, just doing the things that you have to do to be a winning program, basically.
Hey, one thing I can tell you, Glenn, is, you know, coming up, I'm a few years younger than you. You know, in 89, 90, I think I might have still been in the 8th grade or on my way to the high school.
Uh-huh.
And you got, back then, you guys were like folklore. Ouachita High School, Glenn Ellis, Toby Price, you know, Connie Ray Wilson. You know, I'm just naming a few names.
Yeah.
That were on that powerhouse team. You know, we that was the beginning of a 2-5A dynasty when Ouachita and Ruston, some of them deans out of Ruston. So you guys laid the foundation for a lot of, that went on during the 2-5A between 89 and just say, you know, the mid-90s.
Yeah.
What are some things that you think that you guys did then that you brought along with you and that you're able to leave with some of these younger guys now over at Richwood? Because, I mean, you guys made a big impact on local Ouachita Parish football. What are some things that you think that you've brought with you up until this point that you're leaving with these kids now?
It all goes back to camaraderie, man. Like, everybody has to be on the same page about winning. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
As Belichick say, just do your job, basically. It's about camaraderie, building it, like, in the weight room, on the practice field, off the field, just everything, man. It's about working hard and understanding your craft, just everything, man. Football, you know, to go on to say, football has really taught me, like, a lot about life, because it's all about what you put in it, man. Because what you put in it, you'll always get back.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true.
All right, so Glenn, real quick as we wrap this up, you worked for a little while with a bunch of kids at Victory Sports Academy, and then
uh-huh.
at one point there was this older, more mature guy that came in, and his son was doing workouts there, so he decided to do a few. And he wasn't in that great a shape, but I know you saw skills from him, right?
He laughed. Hey, I was about to start laughing as soon as you started saying it, because I figured I had a vision.
Hey, man, we're on the air, man. It's like, you know, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there you go.
Good things, man.
He had some good lateral movement.
He kept
his eye on the ball whenever
that.
you whenever you would toss the ball to him, his eyes were on, he looked the ball in.
Yeah, good hand-eye coordination, man, everything, man.
Absolutely. He was a player.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, good. I'll relay that message to him that you thought so highly of him.
Yeah, tell him I said what's up, man, and I hope he'll work it.
All right. Well, Glenn, thanks for joining us on our What's Up segment. Best of luck to you and the Richwood Rams. Hopefully we'll be able to stay in touch, and you can listen to us here every week, noon to 2.
Good deal, man. Thank you for having me.
All right, Glenn.
All right, good job, man.
Take care.
All right, so we're going to take another break. When we come back, Josh Tollison from the 318 Now podcast, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Talkin' Sports
on ESPN 97.7.
Broken window? Sounds like you need Glassworks of West Monroe. Glassworks specializes in the highest quality residential glass. From insulated glass to protect your home from the worst weather, to vinyl replacement windows with a lifetime warranty, to custom installed mirrors and shower doors. Glassworks service is unmatched, and their price is always competitive. Let them save you money. Glassworks, 800 Jonesboro Road, across from the mill in West Monroe. 387-4747.
This Memorial Day, Ronnie Ward Toyota of Ruston is showing our appreciation for those who have served our country. Come compare our select new and used inventory marked with big savings, plus a little something extra for active and retired servicemen and women. This Memorial Day, we salute you, our American heroes. Celebrate Memorial Day with a new ride from Ronnie Ward Toyota of Ruston. Open Thursday through Saturday and Memorial Day. See our complete inventory at RonnieWardToyotaOfRuston.com.
If you're getting ready to buy a home, you want competitive rates and fees, quick turnarounds on your loan, and really good customer service. That's Assurance Financial, because Assurance Financial is an independent banking firm not tied to any other bank or third-party lender. They are able to shop around for the best interest rates for you. For more about Assurance Financial, go to LendTheWay.com.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Ford.
Take advantage of Ford's Smart Bonus Sales event at Jim Taylor in Ruston. Save $11,000 off MSRP on a 2015 F-150. Save $12,000 off MSRP on a 2016 Super Duty. A 2016 Escape, $18,987. A 2016 Focus, $15,987. 2016 Fiesta, $13,987.
If this tag is on your car, you know you got a great deal and great service at Jim Taylor Ford Lincoln in Ruston.
Off MSRP includes all factory and JTF discounts, price plus TT&L, dock and notary fees, stock number 15607, 16001, 16210, 16303, 16374. Must finance through Ford Credit with approved credit to qualify.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk...
Speaking of giving somebody a ring, we now have Cody Futrell on the line. Cody from the News Star, welcome.
Hey, Byron. Good to be with you.
Sorry for the lateness. We had a real mix-up today with Tech going long, but we've got you. It was worth it. Tech pulls out the win, and... talk to us. We had you scheduled. We're gonna talk about the all area softball team first.
Yeah, absolutely. The release this morning of our all NELA softball team. A lot of schools represented in that. Start with the bigger awards. Offensive Player of the Year, Drew Bennett of Oak Grove. What a great season she had, of course. And our Pitcher of the Year, a repeat of last year. Nobody really does it better. Cedar Creek's Mary Terrell, she battled through the ACL injury last year, was our all-area softball pitcher of the year, small schools, and she does that again this year. And then I think one of the better stories in the area in softball this whole year, Scott Wilcher, the coach of the year at Mangum, and what a job he did taking over that program a few years ago. He, of course, took Mangum to the state tournament in baseball, won a state championship of, I think, 4 years ago, transitioned into softball the following year, and he won Coach of the Year when they won state championship in baseball. He also won Coach of the Year that year, so he's now a two-time Coach of the Year in the area, but different sports since I've been at the New Star, first coach to do that. I had a really, really young squad this year, and they moved up to 2A from 1A, and had a really, really tough playoff bracket. Still managed to get that young squad to Sulphur, and they're going to be they're going to have a lot. The state's going to have to be reckoning with the Lady Dragons for a long time.
All right. So good job on that. We've got our area players, our Coach of the Year. Cedar Creek girl was Player of the Year. Is that correct?
She's our Pitcher of the Year. It's Mary Terrell, and she's in this repeat first. She is back-to-back years our Pitcher of the Year, and then Drew Bennett's the Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year.
I apologize. I was trying to do something else while you were saying that, and I caught it. It's just I got them out of order there. Okay. So what now? Tomorrow, what's being released tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be the big school softball team.
Okay.
That'll be and the way we break it down is small schools are class C, B, 1A, and 2A, and then 3, 4, and 5A together for the big schools.
Okay. Any surprises going to be in that one, you think?
I don't know about surprises. I think that, there's so much talent. It was certainly a chore to put these teams together. I'm sure there's going to be disappointments, like there always is, with this thing is, everybody can't make the team. And then a lot of times, you hate to leave somebody off that you think deserved it, but that's kind of the nature of the beast in a lot of the sports around here, because we are so strong, as you guys know, in so many different sports in this area in high school athletics.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so that's going to, it was very, very tough to put them together. Would you like me to go through the team of the small schools?
Absolutely.
We Mary Terrell starts it at pitcher as the Pitcher of the Year. Other pitchers in the area, Kaylin Corey from Claiborne Christian, Coach Corey's daughter, leading the Lady Crusaders also to Sulphur in Class C. Leanne Franks, pitcher from Mangum, really, really great year for her. Oak Grove, besides, we already talked about Bennett and her season. They also, pitcher Sarah Dugan was a great one for them. She's on the team as well. Grayson Dye, the catcher from Mangum, is the catcher. The infielders, Drew Bennett, Dakota Helmer from Forest, Lauren Petrus from St. Frederick, and Bailey Hutchinson of Delhi Charter. In the outfield, Caitlin Cooper of Cedar Creek, Abby Cook of Oak Grove, and Kennedy Heisler of Mangum. And then had three utility players on the team, Anna Robertson of Cedar Creek, Caroline Smith of Weston, and Maggie Watts of Simsboro.
Okay, so Simsboro and Weston getting in there with a lot of Cedar Creek, Mangum, and Oak Grove players. So I know it's got to be tough to pick a team from all of this, and who was your player, your all-Washtenaw Parish player that you picked last week?
For the football?
Yeah, for the football, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tommy Banks.
Tommy Banks, that's right. Big bruiser.
Big Banks.
Big boy. Okay, so I just wanted to get that out there. We've tweeted that out. We're waiting for our listeners to chime in. So far we've got Jamie Spencer, Tommy Banks, Big Wit.
Yeah. We got a Sean King.
Well, hold on. Hold on. We'll talk about that in a minute. We got to straighten you out. But we got David Outley too.
You hear that, don't you, Cody?
Yes, sir.
Cody. I don't know if you heard earlier, but my new co-host. We made this DJ Davis. I know you know him.
I do. Yes, that's a good, very good choice.
All right. Well, Cody, thanks for coming on. Next week we can talk about the big school softball, and then when will baseball be coming out?
Next weekend, I'll be looking for baseball. We'll unveil next Saturday. We'll unveil the small schools, and then big school baseball players and coaches and everything and the team will be in the Sunday edition.
So next week we'll talk big school softball and the small school baseball.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right, you too. We're going to take another break. When we come back, this time will be Josh Tolleson. So you're listening to ESPN. I'm sorry, you're listening to Talking Sports.
On ESPN 97.7.
There's a long line of cars and they're trying to get through.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
ESPN 97.7 invites you to Brewfest 2016, June 4th at Downtown Riverwalk on South Grand in Monroe, hosted by the Downtown Monroe Alliance. Your ticket gives you access to over 150 beers, a complimentary meal, a souvenir mug, and access to other attractions. Live music by Smackwater. Last year's event sold out, so get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. That's event, B-R-I-T-E.com. Brewfest 2016, June 4th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Downtown Riverwalk in Monroe.
This Memorial Day, Ronnie Ward Toyota of Ruston is showing our appreciation for those who have served our country. Come compare our select new and used inventory marked with big savings, plus a little something extra for active and retired servicemen and women. This Memorial Day, we salute you, our American heroes. Celebrate Memorial Day with a new ride from Ronnie Ward Toyota of Ruston. Open Thursday through Saturday and Memorial Day. See our complete inventory at RonnieWardToyotaOfRuston.com.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. B and DJ here with you.
Oh, yeah.
I sense a little excitement on the part of John Tabor.
That's a nice little jingle.
This song never, ever, ever gets old.
Especially when John knows we're going to be talking about the Cubbies. So we want to take a second here and welcome to the program Josh Tolleson. Josh, you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on. And, I mean, it brings a tear to my eye just to hear that song. Man, I love the song as a Cub fan. And y'all couldn't have picked a better song to lead me in with.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Between you and Tabor, I may not get a word in edgewise about the Cubs. So Josh, you are the owner, CEO, and financier of the 318 Now podcast. Like how I gave you all those titles there?
Well, you might as well throw Jander in there, too.
Okay.
yeah, that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm.
Tell us first about the podcast. I know that you've been on before, but not on our program. So tell our listeners about the 318 podcast and how it got started briefly and how they can catch you.
Absolutely. And before I start, I just want to thank you, Byron and Coach, for having me on the show. I've been trying to listen to you guys, and you guys have a wonderful show. The 318 Now podcast, I started it last April, so it's been a little over a year. And the 318 Now podcast is basically is a podcast that informs the 318 area about some the local happenings in our area. It's kind of like a way for the audience to be able to learn, what's going on in the area. Because a lot of times people ask, well, what's going on? You know, is there any events going on? Is there any thing that we need to know about the area? So the 318 Now podcast aims to inform the audience, not only about events, but also some of our local officials, some local figures, you know, who have gone on to do great things. I've had, you know, over the past year, I've had some wonderful guests on from our area. Even Coach, you know, I had Coach on not too long ago, and he did wonderful. So the podcast is basically geared to educate and inform the 318 area about the local happenings and also what's coming up as well. Just some exciting things because, you know, 318, you know, we're booming. There's a lot of great things going on in Monroe, Shreveport, Ruston, Sterlington. So it's an exciting time, not only for the 318 area, but, you know, for podcasting in general.
Well, I must have missed that that phone call invitation or text or whatever. So I forgive you because I figured I just missed it. But that's what happened. Yeah.
You're such high demand, Byron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just ask my wife. But, okay, so that's the podcast. And now, somehow, I'm sure just this year because they're doing well, you jumped on the bandwagon for the Cubbies. But, no, I know I used to follow the Cubs, too, because growing up around here, you either watched the Cubs or the Braves. You had WGN or and TBS, and that was it, you know. So I like the Braves because of it. I'm a Dodger fan, always have been, since the 70s. And so I'm a Dodger fan. And tell me, is this real with the Cubs? I mean, is everybody else that bad, or is this the real deal? I'll let you and Tyler take over from here.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, first I have to preface this by saying, as a Cubs fan, you know, I've been a fan, you know, since the Sandberg, Grace, Andre Dawson years. So I've grown to be cautiously optimistic with the Cubs. Back in, you know, 89, you know, 2003, you know, there were thoughts and there were experts who thought that those were the years that the World Series was finally going to come to Chicago. But, you know, whether, you know, it be the Bartman game or, you know, Will Clark, you know, going on his tear in 89, Cub fans, we are programmed to expect the worst. So I wanted to go ahead and say that because I want to say for this year, it does seem a little different. And, you know, I'm not saying that just because I'm, you know, a biased Cubs fan. I mean, if you look at the team, granted, it is early. You know, it is, you know, we're just in May. But, I mean, if you look at the Cubs just from top to bottom, I mean, you know, they're currently, as of the record, this radio show, they are 32-14, which is good for the best record in baseball. They do lead the National League Central, obviously, by 4.5 games over the Pirates. And they have several standout players who are doing really well. Of course, you know, baseball fans, they're aware of Jake Arrieta, who is the ace of the Cubs rotation. He is picking up where he left off last season. And I think, you know, it's like everything is clicking so far. Offensively speaking, you know, their on-base percentage overall is fantastic. They are obviously hitting home runs, you know, with Rizzo and Bryant. Anchor in the middle of the lineup. They're able to produce the power. And they've got a really young team. They've got several, you know, studs with Baez and Soler and Addison Russell. Those are some of the young core. And then you also have some veterans, too. You have Jason Hayward, who was the big off-season free agent signing. You also have Ben Zobrist, who is in the running for the early candidate for MVP in the National League just because he's been such a force and a great support behind Rizzo and Bryant. So to answer your question, Byron, I think it's the Cubs are just that good so far, to be blunt, between the starting pitching, the offense, and the depth, too. I mean, it's important to note that they have great depth on the bench. You know, they lost Kyle Schwarber earlier this season to a torn ACL, but then, you know, they plug in Jorge Soler, and you know, he's really coming around lately. So, I mean, I think overall, you know, a lot of teams in the National League have had slow starts. But I also don't want to sell the Cubs short because they've really played well.
Yeah, I tell you what, that Kyle Schwarber deal, it always blows my mind how a major leaguer can get hurt in that fashion when you know you're taught from Little League to communicate in the outfield and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when you see Schwarber, you know, when you see him running, you know, it's almost like seeing a linebacker running at you because, you know, he's a big boy. You know, and it's just one of those, you know, fluke injuries. You know, I think, you know, if, you know, it's a matter of seconds. You know, if, you know, Fowler, maybe if they, like you said, if they could communicate a little bit better, perhaps the injury could have been avoided. But, you know, it just goes to show the competitive nature of Schwarber for him to go out that far out for that ball. But unfortunately, you know, he suffered a devastating knee injury for sure.
Mr. Tabor, anything?
I do have one question for you, Josh. I think Rondon's pretty much solidified himself in the closer, but me being the pessimistic lifelong Cubs fan I am, I'm still a little shaky about the bullpen and middle relief. What's your prognosis there?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I was kind of in the same boat last year, oddly enough. You know, I was a little worried about Rondon and Strope and all those guys. And, you know, fortunately for us Cubs fans, so far he's been pretty, you know, lights out. But, you know, if you recall, you know, back in 2015, you know, the bullpen did hit a wall at some point. And there were concerns, you know, that maybe we need to trade for Craig Kimbrell, who at the time was with the Padres. But what Theo Epstein and company did was they decided to go out in the free agent market, and they signed a lot of projects, a lot of closers who were maybe, you know, beyond either prime or they, you know, they've been released by other teams. The Fernando Rodneys, the Sorianos of the world, they brought those guys in, Trevor Cahill, and they plugged them in, and through the magic of pitching coach Chris Bosio, they just, you know, they pitched lights out. So I think, you know, if Rodon and Strope and company, if they were to, you know, hit that wall, I wouldn't be surprised if the front office and Joe Maddon were able to, you know, lure in, you know, some, you know, some, maybe some older relievers. Like, I know they signed Joe Nathan a couple of weeks ago.
I was just fixing to ask if you'd heard anything about Nathan.
Yeah, he's coming off major arm surgery, which happened last year, and he is projected to be prepared to pitch, I think, by the All-Star break. So I think that's going to be just another example of the depth that the Cubs are going to have. It's a low-risk signing. You know, if he comes up and he pitches horribly for a week or so, they can just, you know, cut their losses and move on to the next guy. So I think it's a sound strategy that the Cubs front office has.
All right, two more things, guys. One, can either of you tell me, there's only two pitchers this year who've won games 1-0, and the pitcher actually accounted for the only run. Can you tell me who those two are?
Oh, I'm going to take a wild guess and say either, obviously it's a Cub pitcher, if I had to imagine. I would say Jason Hamill.
Mr. Tabor?
That would have been my guess. Hamill and Kershaw, maybe?
Okay, see, I wanted to see if you guys were baseball fans or just Cub fans. The two pitchers who've won 1-0 ball games where they accounted for the only run are Kershaw and Bumgarner. Both of them won 1-0 games
Kershaw,
where they hit a solo homer. So
okay.
All right, so I just wanted to see. You guys are Cubby homers. That's okay. but now, so tell me. Does Theo Epstein make that big a difference? I mean, we know what he did with the Red Sox, and the curse was broken. They've won two World Series. But you combine Theo Epstein and Joe Maddon with what he did in Tampa, and, I mean, those are two guys who made a difference with clubs who were known for not getting it done all the way.
Yeah, I mean, when Theo Epstein joined the Cubs earlier this decade, he walked into a complete mess. They had oversized salaries. You know, you had Alfonso Soriano, you had Carlos Zambrano, you had all these guys who were, to be blunt, they were overpaid. And they were contracts that were, you know, they were just really difficult and really put a stranglehold on the Cubs. So what Theo and Jed Hoyer and the Ricketts family, the owners of the Cubs, they realized that they had to tear everything down. They had to start, you know, they hit rock bottom, and they had to build from the ground up. So for, you know, I'd say from like 2010 to 2013 was considered the rebuilding year for the Cubs. They traded, you know, their overpriced veterans. They had horrible records, which, you know, it was hard as a Cub fan to watch, but we accumulated draft picks, and these draft picks turned into Chris Bryant. They turned, you know, into, you know, these great players, and then, you know, they were able to acquire Addison Russell, you know, a few off seasons ago in the Jeff Samardzija trade with Oakland. Which they also were able to trade Jason Hamill as well. So I think Dio, to answer your question, I think he has made that big of an impact just because he saw the writing on the wall that, you know, instead of trying to sign all these free agents to these major bloated contracts like the Dodgers and the Yankees of old, what they've done is they built the team, you know, through draft picks and through trades, acquiring young talents, and then also the international pool as well. They signed Jorge Soler, and they've also, you know, done several other signings. So, yeah, I think Theo's made that big of a difference. And then I think the icing on the cake was Joe Madden, because he's regarded as one of the best, if not the best, manager in Major League Baseball. And, you know, John Lester shortly followed, John Lackey, and, you know, several others have come our way. And, you know, the Cubs are a destination team. I mean, a lot of the players want to come to the Cubs. We saw with Zobrist and Lackey, they actually took discounts. They turned away more money. And so I think the Cubs are one of the more popular teams, not only, you know, in as far as fans, but also the players in Major League Baseball as well.
Okay. Well, Josh, you hear that music. We got to wrap it up. I appreciate you coming on, and then I'm sure Mr. Tabor will enjoy having you on again, as will I and DJ.
Yes, sir.
So we'll get back with you, but thanks, and tell us real quick how people can keep up with you on social media.
Okay, well, be sure and subscribe to the 318 Now podcast on iTunes and on Google Play Music. And also, if you like the Facebook page, just go to 318 Now podcast and like the Facebook page. You can get all the updates and all the releases where I'll promote everything. And so that's the best way to catch the podcast. And Byron, Coach, it was great talking to you guys. And thank you so much for having me on. I can't wait to come back on.
All right, Josh. Thanks for having a great day with us.
All right, Josh.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. So that's it. DJ, that's a wrap on our first show together, first of many. I'm going to throw this out real quick. Contest between me and you.
Yes.
Who gets the most Facebook likes and the most Twitter follows between now and next Saturday?
Are you sure you want to put yourself to that type of
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, y'all heard it first. B versus D on the FB.
Okay. Facebook is facebook.com/TalkinSports977FM. Twitter feed is @TSports977FM. Thank you to our broadcast partners, Car King, Pulpwood Producers, Glassworks of West Monroe, Riverport Creative Group, Assurance Financial, Greg Phillips, State Farm, Jeremy Hilton, Shield to Shelter Insurance, DBAT.
DBAT.
And sitting right in front of me, and I can't say it. Genie Eubanks, Allstate.
Yeah, Genie Eubanks.
So, guys, we didn't do a lot of read-ins today for our broadcast partners. We had kind of a chaotic
man,
start.
That tech game.
I'm telling you, it was worth it. Be sure to listen to them around 5 o'clock today. As always, Mr. Tabor, thanks for making it happen. And I know you'll be busy this afternoon, but that's it for us. This was Talkin' Sports.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at redpeachsports.com.